good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, August 14th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Among our top stories this evening,
in a repeat of sentiments he echoed last week at his party's annual youth conference, President Robert Mugabe today bemoaned growing factionalism in his ZANU-PF party, saying the internal squabbles are tearing the former revolutionary party apart.
Our fight is a fight against imperialism and colonialism. We cannot wage a fight against each other.
Divisions rock the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Amogen Tsvangirai as members argue about key constitutional reforms ahead of the party's congress scheduled for October.
What Mr. Tsvangirai is simply doing by this statement is to clarify issues that he has spent half his life fighting dictatorship, and there is no way he can preside over a process in which another dictator has been led in the MDC.
And local and international human rights groups call on SADC leaders to prioritize human rights and poverty reduction issues at their weekend summit in Victoria Falls.
In a repeat of sentiments he echoed last week at his party's annual youth conference, President Robert Mugabe today bemoaned growing factionalism in his ZANU-PF party, saying the internal squabbles are tearing the former revolutionary party down the middle as it prepares for its elective congress in December. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Officiating at his party's Women's League Congress that kicked off in Harare today, ahead of the party's main congress in December, President Mugabe said factionalism is not helping anyone but destroying the ruling party. Vice President Joyce Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa are reportedly leading camps that are battling to succeed Mr. Mugabe should the veteran leader leave office. President Mugabe recently said all key positions are up for grabs at his party's congress, but it is highly unlikely that he would be challenged.
Our fight is a fight against imperialism and colonialism, those who are imposing sanctions against us.
Ipati yetu ngeyokulwisana nabathindezeli laba abasifakela izijeziso zenothelizweni.
We cannot wage a fight against each other.
Following the chaos that marred the party's Youth League Congress, Mr. Mugabe noted that senior leaders should allow Congress delegates to make their own decisions without being influenced. According to Mr. Mugabe, the Youth League's Congress was marred by irregularities, including vote buying. On the other hand, violence related to factionalism within the party is being reported in some parts of the country. The president said the divisions were tantamount to criminality.
That destroys our unity. We are facing also the endemic enemies of hunger, disease, and poverty. In some cases, the ignorance also that we must remedy with more and more education. And these are the areas that must be addressed by Zimaset. Those are the enemies we must fight, because they affect us all, affect our people. We need to uplift the standards of our people, the standards that, when spelled out, mean their economic status, which is getting them to be wealthier than they are, getting them to be healthier than they are, getting them to be more enlightened, more highly educated than they are, getting them therefore to be freer in the environment and much more capacitated generally than they are. That is the fight we must fight. Not the fight to be this or to be that in the party or to be this or that in government. The people, when we carry out, we are carrying out this fight against these enemies, the people will certainly reward us at the end of it.
Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, is expected to be ordained as the new secretary for the Women's League, a position once held by the late First Lady, Sally Mugabe. Grace will take over from Women's Affairs Minister Opamu Chinguri, who recently endorsed the First Lady at celebrations to mark her 49th birthday in Mazowe. Muchinguri is reportedly in the Mnangagwa camp, and analysts say the move to appoint Amai Mugabe, the leader of the Women's League, is meant to counterweight Mrs. Mujuru, whom they say was becoming too powerful and preparing to take over from Mr. Mugabe. The Mnangagwa camp is alleged to have offered Grace Mugabe support and protection in the post-Mugabe era. Both Mujuru and the Justice Minister have denied reports that they are leading factions in the ruling party. Following Mr. Mugabe's address, the Women's League Congress delegates broke into dance and song. The conference is continuing in the capital. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.